This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello, and welcome to episode 27 of bookcareers.com live. Today's topic is the telephone interview, and this episode is extracted from my book, How to Job Search in Book Publishing. In later episodes, we'll discuss video, Skype, and face-to-face interviews, but first, let's look at the telephone interview. Given that publishing is such a popular career choice, often when recruiting, the publisher will have a pre-screening interview with you to gauge a few things before they call you in for a face-to-face interview. The most popular type of pre-screening interview is a telephone interview. You might not be advised that this is an interview, or the publisher might call you on the off chance, but at all times, if you are applying for jobs, the publisher might phone you for any number of reasons, and without you realising it, if the publisher calls you, this is an interview. Always be ready for this type of conversational interview. During the call, you could be assessed on any of the following: how you answer the phone and your overall telephone manner, particularly if the role includes taking phone calls or any part of customer services. You might always answer the phone, "Yo, geezer," but now is the time to change your habits to anyone but to your closest and identifiable friends. A point of note, I've come across a couple of candidates who block all calls from withheld or international numbers. With the way telephone technology currently is, this could be a risky business, as for instance, my office number is withheld when I dial out. Sometimes it comes up as international. I've seen similar happen from recruiters who use Skype or other VoIP technology to make calls. It could be that you're actually being called by an international office. By all means, screen phone numbers, but if you're looking for a job, you need to be prepared to take calls from anyone and have voicemail set up to record messages. There is nothing more infuriating for a recruiter who is trying to set up an interview to be constantly faced with a voicemail message every single time they call you, or even worse, not get anything other than a message that says, "Please try again later." Think too about your voicemail message. Does it represent the professional person that you are, the person you want to project, the person who sounds employable? If you're in a shared house, think carefully about giving that number as your default contact number. Will the person answering the phone be professional, take a message for you if you're not around, and then be relied to get that message to you in time? Very often, recruiters have a set number of people to call for a shortlist. If they can't get in touch with you by a specified time, they sometimes cross you off the list and move on to the next candidate. Ruthless? Perhaps, but there are no shortage of qualified candidates for the role you've applied for. If the telephone call from the publisher is unscheduled and you can't hear them clearly, or you've got so much noise in the background like you're at a train station, or it's not a good time, maybe you're in the doctor's waiting room or about to go into another interview, then unless it's anything more than fixing a time for a face-to-face interview, let the publisher know it isn't convenient for you to speak right now. A response like, "I really want to talk to you, but I can't speak right now," should be adequate in a response, and take the name and number of the person and call them back as soon as you are able. Don't go into detail as to why it isn't a good time. Be friendly, polite, and succinct. If the publisher asks you why it isn't a good time, then the default answer, "My battery is very low," usually works best, unless there is a huge amount of background noise, then use that. Sometimes, if the publisher has no intention of inviting you in for a face-to-face interview, but you have a connection to the company or are a supplier or a business customer, they'll phone for a quick chat about the role. And whilst talking to you, they'll steer the conversation towards you realising the role is not for you, or they'll explain that you're looking for a salary outside of their remit. So at the end of the conversation, in the nicest possible way, you know you haven't got the job or have withdrawn your application. This very often happens to personal connections who apply for roles, and in particular to buyers for bookselling chains who are looking for jobs in publishing. When I was working for a publisher, I was as guilty of doing this as much as anyone else. And sometimes publishers call applicants who work in a particular role in bookselling for a face-to-face interview for the same reason. This will happen primarily because the publisher doesn't want to upset any buyer or bookseller and have them swear never to buy another book that the publisher publishes and destock all their current titles too. For the scheduled telephone interview, there are a few essentials that will make it go according to plan and get you invited in for a face-to-face interview. The preparation you should do will be similar to that for a face-to-face interview, but instead, you have the luxury of having notes and papers spread out in front of you. Have the job advertisement or job description in front of you with keywords highlighted. Maybe there are some key points or phrases you want to drop into conversation, or a critical point you want to get across that will you are sure will make them want to employ you. Have these laid out clearly on the desk in front of you. For example, if the role asks for organisational skills for an event or conference, you might have a prompt written in front of you that says, organisation, organise the conference at so-and-so publishers. Have a little sign that reminds you to smile. This will help relax you and also help you remain calm. And remember, smiling uses far fewer facial muscles than scowling. Ensure you are somewhere where you can hear clearly, there is minimal background noise, and you can talk freely without being overheard and with no distractions or interruptions. You really need to focus 100% on what is being asked or said. If you're able to, stand up while speaking. Your voice projects better when you are upstanding than when you're sitting down. It would also help aid your concentration. If you cannot hear the publisher or do not understand the question, do ask them to repeat or clarify what they're asking of you. It is a conversation after all. Don't relax too much and don't speak inappropriately. Although the other person on the phone might sound like they want to be your best friend, they really aren't. Their job is to extract as much information as they can about you so they can gauge as to whether they want to pursue your application. There might be a few leading questions during this telephone interview, such as, how do you cope with boring tasks and repetitive work? Whilst you might answer this question, it should also indicate to you, if you struggle with boring and repetitive work, that maybe this is not the job for you. At the end of the call, thank them for their time. They might ask if you want to pursue your application, and if they haven't already mentioned it, you might ask, what is the next stage? One thing to be on your guard for when a publisher calls for a telephone interview is for them to go into a full-blown serious interview mode, even if the publisher says, we'll phone for a quick chat. Even an old hand like me got caught out by this once. The company said the senior manager, who I'd met before, would phone me at a scheduled time for a chat about my work, and they didn't call. The phone rang 90 minutes later with the junior assistant on the line, who instantly, instead of having this nice friendly chat I'd been advised of, started going into full-blown heavy competency-based interview questions. Needless to say, I didn't get the contract, and as a result, I will never allow myself nor my clients to be caught out like that again, which is why I'm sharing this information with you today. So be warned. The interview question of the week relates to a question usually asked in a telephone interview. What made you apply for this role? From an interviewer's perspective, when it comes to ringing lots of candidates for a quick chat, this is a good question to ask. It gives you a similar opportunity as if you're interviewing face to face to see if the candidate is really keen on the role or just looking for any publishing job to get a foot in the door. It also allows you to ascertain if they've read the job advertisement correctly. For example, if they said they applied for the role because it covered reading manuscripts, but you know that the one thing the job does not involve is reading manuscripts, then you can see that with that you've already got a candidate mismatch, and so you're unlikely to call them in for a face-to-face interview. Do remember to listen to the responses from the candidates rather than focusing on asking the next question. From a candidate's perspective, this is a great question to be asked because it allows you to pitch yourself to the job and the publisher. So tell them why you want the job and let some of the passion and enthusiasm you have for the role and the publisher come across in your vocabulary. Talk about how excited you were to see them advertise, how it matches your skills, and maybe mention one or two books you know they publish. All of this should help you be successfully selected for a face-to-face interview. But overall, keep it professional and don't talk over the person who phoned. Let them finish asking the question before you answer. This copyright material has been extracted from How to Job Search in Book Publishing by Suzanne Collier, due to be published in September 2019. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.